Network. I'm your host, Fierce Masson, and today is Monday. It is Music Monday, honey, all day long. It is Music Monday, my darlings. Listen, I got some stone cold music for you on today. Broadcasting live from the Windy City. It is clear today, pretty sunny. It's about 60 degrees out. Listen. It is November 7th, 2022. 3 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 4 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got pushed up to the ATF, to my home team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest-working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, the U.K. and Germany, and my honorary member in India, Korea. Listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumpa Rum, GumpaRum.com. That's G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, GumpaRum.com. Gumpa Rum is the smoothest rum on the planet. Listen. I got a real, real smoking hot music on today. Listen, it is going to be going down on today. Independent artist Martina Stokes, she got some hot stuff on today. Let me tell you who's going to be listening to this music. Come on. Yeah. Come on. Come on. Yo, music. Come on. Come on. Hey! Oh! Yeah! Yo! Yeah, baby, your music is being heard all over the world. Listen, before I get into the music, I want y'all to do me just a little favor while you're on Facebook. You know we on Facebook all day long. Listen up. Use keyword the fierce female. You know when the page comes up, give it a like and a follow. I would greatly, greatly appreciate it, my darlings. Oh, my gosh. I am telling you, it is a hot show on today, my darlings. Independent artist Martina Stokes. She is a Canadian pop singer-songwriter. Martina Stokes grew up consistently surrounded by music. Born into a family of musicians, Martina started training as a classical pianist at age 4. Despite this influence, she felt a strong pull towards soul music and the divas of music. She could often be found at a piano performing on Aretha Franklin song or singing karaoke at a powerhouse classic such as I Have Nothing by Whitney Houston. Come on up in here, baby. Martina has been writing songs longer than she can remember and started recording herself on loops with her keyboard at age 6. Now listen. Ain't this a pop star about to happen? Listen. Ain't this a superstar? Listen, let me tell y'all something. Let me tell you, I listened to her music. I said, oh, my God. I said, oh, my God. You know, I love coming across talent. Who don't like coming across talent? Listen, and this young lady, Martina Stokes, has it going on, my darling. Let me tell y'all something. I'm so excited up in here. I just don't know what to do with myself. There is so much going on with the Fierce Female Network. I am telling you, it is the bomb. Listen, let me tell you something. Then I'm going to get to the music, and I'm telling you, you are going to enjoy it. I got a couple of things. Y'all know Mama is a licensed life coach. I've been trained by Monique Carradine. She was a reporter for Fox Channel 32 News. She was a reporter and journalist for 32 News. She's no longer there. She's living in Puerto Rico now, doing her thing in Puerto Rico. But let me tell you that. I just want to let you know I was serviced, trained by her. And listen. Let me tell y'all something. You know, we tend to look at social media in a whole different way. This morning, you know, I'm always up a little bit early doing my thing on social media, on Facebook or Twitter. And so I was looking at a couple of posts, and you know, we all tend to be a little guilty of this, looking at different posts, the likes and everything, and the shares. And I had a client. I had a client over the weekend, right? And I shared part of the post on social media. And it really didn't do too much. It didn't do as much as I thought it was going to do, right? So the post had very low likes on it, right? Now, what I'm telling you is save the story. You cannot judge anything according to a like or a follow on something that you post on social media. We all know this, right? I shouldn't even have to say that. We all understand it. We all know this. But for some weird reason, in the back of our mind, in our consciousness, we think it gives it some value or credibility. Let me tell you something. It does not. Let me tell you something. I had a client this past weekend, and they had a particular product. I'm not going to say the name of the company. And you know why? Because if I say the name of the company, you know, it doesn't fare well. It's not good wisdom to do those things. So listen, I did the post. And listen, let me tell you something that happened. The post didn't get a lot of likes or shares on social media, right? You know what happened this morning? Well, one of the directories that this show is listening, they says, Fierce, we have selected your show as one of our staff favorites. Now, what this means is they post the show that I did this past weekend. You know what they do? They take the show and they put it on the front page of their website, and it gets tons and tons of traffic. I'm talking about maybe 900, maybe 1,000 listens in one day, and then it spills over to the next day. And so they tell me, we're going to vote this show as our favorite. And I'm thinking to myself, what? So listen, really, I'm telling you, this really did actually happen. They said, we're going to name the show as our favorite, a staff favorite. We're going to select it, and then they put it on the front page of their website, and it gets tons and tons of traffic. So listen, my point is this. Honey, don't ever use social media as your common denominator for something being good or something, you know, not being so great. So listen, I'm telling you, I don't know why we do this to ourselves, but we do this to ourselves. But listen, I have learned, not just from today, I have learned a long time ago not to look at people's likes and not to look at their shares, because it means nothing. It means nothing, nothing, nothing. What you have to understand, what we all have to understand, we have value that we are giving. If you have a service or a product and you know that you're delivering top-notch value, right? Now, listen, I get reviews all day long on the service that I provide, right? I get reviews all the time, five-star, and I never talk about that on social media. I never discuss it. I never share it. I never say anything about the reviews that this show gets, the five reviews, and people love it. They love it. They love it. And I'm very grateful. I am very grateful, and I'm very humble. And I think one of the reasons that I don't share it because I want to stay in a position of being humble. I don't ever want to get the big head about anything. You know what I'm saying? So listen. It is a blessing, and it is a must to stay humble, right? If you know that what you're doing is a good thing and that you're helping people, that is a great thing. That is all the five-star I need, right? That is all the five-star I need. So listen, I don't need anybody's attention really on social media, but, you know, sometimes we have those days, but we feel like, oh, my God. We all do that. But listen, when it really comes down to it, The only thing that matters to me is when I help somebody and I get a 5-star from God, right? That's all that really matters. When God gives me the 5-star, I'm happy and it's made my day, and I help somebody and I did the best that I possibly can do. And you know what happens? When you put out that energy, when you put out that energy that you're really, really honestly in your heart that you just want to help somebody, you know what happens? God opens multitude of doors. And I'm telling you this because this is what I experienced. God will open doors for you that is just will blow your mind. So listen. I'm saying this to say this. And then also another thing that happened. When you do that, I am so happy and excited about Sue Wong is coming to the network. She's going to come and share with everybody. Y'all know Sue Wong. She's one of the greatest designers ever, right? She has dressed people like Tyra Banks, Taylor Swift, and so many others, right, have worn her clothing, and she is just phenomenal, and I appreciate her giving me some of her time. So she's going to come on November 21st, 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, right? Not only that, listen. Good Lord, God has thought this for me to meet somebody. So one of my biggest dreams was to have my own clothing line, right? Now, listen, this past weekend, this happened as well. This is why I say you got to stay humble, because God is the one that opens the doors, and he's the one that shuts the door. Only him can open the door or shut the door, right? So listen, he blessed me to meet a young lady who she just says to me, you know, I do this. I help people to get their own clothing line. I says, oh, okay. And so, listen, for me, I'm like, that's it. I'm like, that's it. I says, okay, we'll be doing that later on. So listen. My point is this. Stay humble, people. Stay humble. Don't get disrupted, or don't let your attention be swayed by things that you see online, right? And we have a tendency to let that sway us. Don't ever let that sway you, and don't ever feel like if you have less than likes or shares from somebody else, next to somebody else's post, that it means that what you're doing is less than. It does not mean that. It does not mean that at all. My God. So listen, this song is, this is a good one too, from Martina. If it's over. So listen, let this be your anthem for today. If it's over, listen, it's over, honey. So listen, let this be your anthem that you are done with comparing your post with somebody else. And we shouldn't do that. We really shouldn't. So listen, that is what I wanted to share with you on today. I hope that inspired somebody. I hope it encouraged someone on today. I really do. I hope that it encouraged you to keep on stepping and keep on walking and doing what you do to the best of your potential, right? So listen, I got some music that's coming up for you from Martina Stokes. She is fantastic. She is fabulous. And you are going to love the music that she has. And I am excited to share with you. She has a great voice. She is a winner. She really is. She is a winner. And I'm telling you, she got some strong vocals, great music, very, very talented. And you are going to love it. Right now, I'm going to play for you. This is We All Are On. So listen, y'all, check this out. And Martina Stokes is coming up.
Yeah, try to tell us. Coolest, just like a free throw. Car alarm and police scanner everywhere that we go. Yeah, these niggas that like on the D-low. We all on, we all on. We all on, we all on. Yeah, this coolest, just like a free throw. Car alarm and police scanner everywhere that we go. We all on, we all on, we all on, we all on. Ay. I let the grind and never touched again. I said it's all good. Gravity can stop my boys ever fall through. They get knocked down, don't get back up again. That's how they fall. Ooh, repeating and remaining, not renaming what you call. Boo, you try to hide the way you really feel when I saw you. Oh, yeah. I'm a champion, so fuck you and your small talk. The rap game like Monopoly, I'm chillin' on the boardwalk. We're in the building, kill the ballroom, now it's all chalk. Hey, yeah. Yeah, try to tell us. Coolest, just like a free throw. Car alarm and police scanner everywhere that we go. Yeah, these niggas act like is on the D-low. We all on, we all on. We all on, we all on. Yeah, this coolest, just like a free throw. Car alarm and police scanner everywhere that we go. We all on. all on. We all on. We all on. Ay. Separate the negative from positive so easily. I am so manifesting, y'all do it greasily. You're miserable, you're so backed up. You probably need to cough back up, cause you a hater, need these haters out me. What the f*** I'm showing up, you sewing up for when we bust your open. Massacre from outside misery. Go why you.
All right, that is We All On, We All On. Listen, up right now is the one and only Martina Stokes. Martina Stokes. And y'all know how I do. When I hear the music, honey, y'all know I come back with something good, something positive, especially when it's somebody as talented as Martina Stokes. She is the bomb. First, it's going to be It Is Over, and then it's going to be Sky. We're going to do a two-for-two, baby. It's All Over, and then Sky. Y'all check it out up in here. didn't she hit that note? Did she hit that note or did she hit that note? Oh, my God, that is Martina Stokes. Let me tell you something up here. She is phenomenal. She is phenomenal. I love her voice. Great song. Very professional, polished, and perfection. Listen, I got another song that's coming up by her. It's called Sky, right? It's called Sky. Now, the one you just heard is If It's Over. If It's Over. Let me tell y'all something. Woo, we had a long life lesson. It was a valuable life lesson for you and for me. Listen, y'all, check this out on Martina Stokes. For some reason, she reminded me of Martina McBride. Let me tell y'all something. Listen, I never just say things and words is just not falling up out of my mouth. You hear what I'm saying up in here. So listen, I am saying it to encourage you, inspire you, and because, first of all, it is the truth, the truth, the truth. And listen, you know, we need to speak these positive affirmations to one another. That's what I believe. We need to be positive towards one another, right? Don't focus on the negative. Focus on the positive, right? Now, listen, I do share with other artists from time to time constructive criticism. Sometimes some people don't like it, you know what I mean? And then they give me, like, a bad review because I did something wrong. And I didn't do nothing wrong. I'm trying to help a person. So, listen, but Martina Stokes, it came up to my mind was Martina McBride. She's almost like Martina McBride. I'm talking about the talent and the skill and her singing, right? She's very mature. Listen, she's been doing this a long time. She didn't just fall off a truck somewhere and start playing piano and singing. She's been doing this a long time, can I tell you? So listen, as a small child, she started playing the piano. It was around 4 or 5 years old. She just started playing the keyboard at age 6. So listen, she's born for greatness. We can see that. She's a very, very talented artist. And so listen, she will do what she's going to do, honey. She's a superstar. And y'all know Fierce Media Network is a network for superstars of yesterday, today, and tomorrow, right? And this young lady is a superstar of today and tomorrow. You hear me up in here. So this next song that's coming up by her, Martina Stokes, is Sky. Y'all check this out. Take a listen to Sky. All right, all right. That is Martina Stokes and Sky. Listen, I'm pretty much out of time. I love this artist so much. Guess what, y'all? It's going to be a special show late on tonight. Yes, indeed. It's going to be an encore. Yeah, baby. It's going to be an encore show for Martina Stokes because she is hot and she is all of that. I love that song, Sky. Listen, you know, it's like she's got a whole lot of things going on that she can do in her music career. And listen. Of course, her talent and what she is doing right now is going to open the door for many other things for her to go doors for her to step through. And I am telling you, listen, Martina, let me see that say this directly to you. You got one dream, it ain't got nothing to do with music. It has nothing to do with music. Now listen, y'all. Listen, I'm not joking. It's just not words falling out of my mouth. You have one dream, Martina, that you've been wanting to do for a long time, and for whatever reason, you haven't really started doing it yet. So listen, start doing it today. Start making small steps toward. It's one thing that you really want to do. It has nothing to do with music, you know. And you might feel like it's outside of the scope and the realm of what you normally do. But that is okay. Just go on forward and do it. Because you never know where that door will lead you to. So listen, I got to get on up out of here. I am pretty much out of time. And I'll be back later on tonight with an encore show for Martina Stokes. In the special words of Don Kniez, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and soul.